Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
It's the best of two pros and a cup of Joe with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox on Fox Sports Radio.
Any thoughts on the NBA playoff action we saw last night? Anybody got anything? I don't have a whole hell of a lot other than kind of lackluster considering what we saw the night before. But congratulations, a couple of road teams won games yesterday.
Yeah.
And the T-Wolves are rolling.
Kawhi was back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he comes back and they lose, which is we can have a fun conversation with Petros about that because, you know, a lot of negative vibes about the Clippers and their chances out in this town this year. Mm. So just waiting for impending doom. But what we do know is that the NFL draft is coming up tomorrow.
Dang, that was it? That was our coverage on the NBA?
Well, I mean, like, I don't know what
else.
Oh, no,
take that was it. You got it.
No, I was just saying, that was it?
Pretty much. Okay. Although I will say this, I do admire the fact that the Minnesota Timberwolves are bringing back the old kind of retro unis. They got, like, the old school vibe to them.
Well, don't you feel like they're going retro as well, having two big men, like real big men?
It's kind of nice seeing retro. Yeah, it's kind of nice. Yeah. You know? Maybe there is a place.
Edwards, he's retro. That mother's good. Poor, he's retro.
Dominique.
Jeez, he's amazing.
Modern day Dominique.
They might. They could be a problem if they stay healthy. They could be a problem in the West.
Yeah, the problem is you don't want to ask Scott Shapiro, our boss, about that because if you want to talk about a negative fan, he loves the Minnesota Timberwolves, and he's just waiting for a collapse at every moment, at every turn. Just waiting for something bad to happen.
How is there not a conversation about the Suns?
I mean, it doesn't
Durant,
look good.
Booker, it just
don't look good.
No,
they don't look good. They might get swept.
They're going back home though. You know,
like I've always loved Kevin Durant, but it's also like he's supposed to be one of the best players in the NBA
ever. Some would say ever.
Maybe now's the time for him to go back to Golden State. Maybe now's the time. Like, you know what? We all need each other here. All right? Yeah. Everybody needs each other. Let's just try and roll this thing back one last time and see if we can get another one. And then just go from there. All right.
From one mess to another, the Bucks.
Yeah,
spanked. They got spanked.
That's another one that has not gone well. It's not gone smooth.
I've heard a lot about the Pacers. And I've heard that they got some talent, and so I watched pretty closely yesterday.
What'd you see?
And they're talented. They're talented. They can shoot. It's interesting. I didn't watch Indiana too much. I didn't watch the Magic too much, but though these are teams that you would say are, you know, on the up and coming, maybe. Teams that you might have to start talking about being competitors moving forward into the future. They're young. They're good. I mean, it's like a lot of these teams kind of look the same these days, like physically the way they look. Like they're all pretty long. But Indiana, like, they got – they look like they have some players. Look like the Bucks might be in trouble, man. I know it's a tie series.
I mean, they
series.
Need Giannis back, right?
Of course they need him. They need him. They could be in trouble. They could be in trouble. That could be a bad one.
I think it also, when you see how flawed the Eastern Conference is again with the injuries, man, if the Celtics don't get out of the East this year and get it done, you got to start asking the question, when's it going to happen? Because it does feel like...
I mean, imagine being a Celtics fan, by the way.
I can't. Jeez. Tell me about it.
This could be their year.
I can't.
Yeah.
This could be their year.
Could be.
Should be their year.
But we'll see. I mean, listen, Brady's in-laws are Celtics fans, so he would know. I mean, you're more...
I don't know if that's even true.
...closer to that whole situation.
They're more like football, hockey, baseball. I think that...
Everything Celtics but like basketball.
Basketball is... I think they like basketball, but it's... The hard thing about basketball is that it's the same season as hockey. Mm. And I feel like when you are in a town that has two really good teams, you almost have to pick one. Can't really pick both if they're in the same season. So I think they side more with hockey. And I think the Celtics kind of come after that. And honestly, like, the Celtics had some success of late, but the Bruins probably have had more.
Yeah, they've been pretty and then the one year
I was actually referring to Jonas. I'm not sure if you know this.
LeBron James is
actually a huge Celtics fan.
That's not true. Listen,
I've heard this know that? Before.
These are reckless allegations to start
think
off.
Think about a kid growing up in Thousand Oaks, California, and his teams are the Bears, the Cubs, and the Boston Celtics.
I wouldn't want anything to do with that kid, to be honest with you. I would steer clear of him.
You steer clear.
I mean, what are you going to tell me next? He likes mariachi. You know, guy can't fail. It feels like there's like an identity crisis with the way you've portrayed that kid here on the air, to be honest with you. But nonetheless, here's what I do know. Speaking of the Bears, they are picking atop the draft coming up on Thursday.
They are.
It's been one of the worst kept secrets as to what the Bears' plan is at number one when it comes to the draft. Ryan Poles, the GM of the Chicago Bears, met with the media yesterday, and he talked about sort of where they're headed and what the idea and the thinking is with the top pick coming up tomorrow night.
This pick is not contingent on what anyone else does. You've talked throughout publicly as though Caleb is the plan. Are you set on making him your quarterback now?
Unfortunately, it's one of those things I think everyone's got to tune in on Thursday to watch and figure out. But I feel really good about our process and where we are and where we're headed. So we know what we're going to do, but everyone's going to have to wait till Thursday.
So, sorry, guys.
Talk about reality TV. Yeah,
you're going to have to wait.
What a plug.
Are they even allowed to say anything? They can't.
Well, I mean, technically you could sign Caleb Williams to the deal right now. There's nothing that stops that number one pick and team from signing whoever they think is going to be their guy to that contract right now, start negotiating. So here's the reality, though. There is the element of it's the best reality TV there is. So the NFL doesn't want that to happen. But also, what happens if a team at the end of the day says, you know what? We'll give you everything. We'll give you everything for that number one overall pick. Maybe it's one where Ryan Pohl says, all right, we'll move back and we'll take Jaden Daniels or we'll take Drake May. We feel good about those guys too. You know, you don't know until that time comes when a team has to make their best and final offer. So it also plays a role in like waiting to figure out. There's a reason too why New England at 3, Arizona at 4, any other team that's probably talked to a lot of the teams who want to move up, Minnesota in particular, have waited to this point because they haven't gotten their best and final offer.
I'll tell you what. I don't feel like it ever impacted the draft when you pre-draft dealed the deal. Like back when, you know, back when I was coming out, they did the deal. Like, you're going number one, you did the deal. I think it's interesting how much does, because it's what it made me think about when I heard the soundbite was how much does gambling play a part? Like, does that play any part in everything that's going on? Because
every minute of every day.
The moment you let people know definitively that that's the number one, that's one less bet for one. And then for two, do you start to fill in the gaps after that? Like, how does that work?
It does feel like people were more of an open book back then than maybe now when it comes to the draft. And maybe it is sort of an edict handed down by the NFL saying, hey, keep your mouth shut. Like, don't release any information. But they were showing the draft from, I think it was 90. When did Willie McGinnis come out? Was it 96?
I don't remember.
So, like, but they were showing a draft, and it was Barry Switzer was talking with somebody who was might have been an ESPN reporter. I forget who it was, but he basically just came out and said, yeah, we're planning to trade up, and the only guy we were planning to trade up for was Willie McGinnis. And just like openly said it. You would never hear that now, to where they would identify one player that they were interested in or one player that they were looking at and be so open about their displeasure that they weren't able to land the guy. And nowadays you would just hear, yeah, listen, you know, we liked him, but we also liked so-and-so, and we also like this. And he was basically saying, yeah, that's who we wanted. We didn't get him. So yeah, it's a disappointment. And then they went and took somebody else, and it kind of fell apart. It doesn't feel like you would hear that now. Everything is a little bit more secretive.
Hmm. I mean, I felt like the pick was expected when it happens, right? Like, it's already done. The deal is done. But you still had that feeling of you just wanted to hear it. You wanted to hear them say the number one pick's name. And that was cool. I mean, I guess that's not as cool anymore. I guess that the element of surprise is I guess it's more at a premium now.
How much was it, though, that people maybe weren't as educated or in the know of it? I mean, this is pre-internet. This is pre, you know, having social media. This is all those things now that allow people at the touch of a button on a phone or the screen of a phone to have that information. You know, if you weren't picking up the newspaper, listening to the radio, it just, information didn't cycle through as fast and it wasn't quite as accessible. So I wonder how much that kind of plays a role in it too, whereas it's much easier for information to get out and how fast it can get out. And whether it takes away from the ratings, which we know the NFL has made this a huge event for them. I mean, it's one of their pillars, if you will. But whether it's the gambling partners putting pressure on them too, so they can get out every bet possible. I mean, I sent a screen grab to Jonas last night. 3% of the bets. This is from DraftKings Sportsbook. 3% of the bets for the number one overall pick have been placed on players who are not even in the draft. Think about that for a second. So 2% of the first overall pick bets for the number one overall pick in this year's draft were on Shedeur Sanders. And another 1% are on Quinn Ewers.
Wow.
Both of which decided to go back to school at Colorado and Texas, respectively. So, yeah, maybe there's a few more bucks out there who are like, oh, man, Shedeur is so good. They should take him number one. Man, you see him for the Buffs? Sco Buffs. I mean, by the way, maybe they're milking that a little bit more. I don't know.
To put that in perspective, there's an equal chance of Shedeur Sanders and Lee's friend Todd going in this draft, yet there's actual money that's been placed and bets placed on Shedeur Sanders.
It's amazing.
It really is.
That's like an incoherent gambler. You're not a degenerate gambler. You're incoherent.
Yeah, but what if, you know, not understand?
Hey.
That is, you know what's great about the stuff that DraftKings send over, the daily reports? You do get a real understanding as to, wow, really? Like, you guys are going there, huh? Like, because they'll go sport by sport. They'll go trend by trend, the top five. That's how, you know, people were able to identify Jonte Porter, that guy from the Raptors, and kind of threw up a flag because they're like, wait, why in a random Tuesday or Wednesday night game is his under all of a sudden going to the top of the list from DraftKings? But with the NFL draft coming up, we got some fun stuff, and people are out there losing their ass already, and we're not even to Thursday.
You know, yeah. I did not realize that Latimer was in unnecessary roughness. So Alvin Mack and Latimer were in unnecessary roughness.
No, where's Latimer?
He's got the one. He's the one with the cowboy hat on. I just realized that they had him in the same scenes too. Not to divert from, but I can't
what
believe.
What made you think about that?
Well, because it's on TV right now.
Yeah, unnecessary roughness.
And Alvin Mack is a receiver in the movie. I don't know who Latimer is in the movie, but he's just in this scene right here.
Is it Dwayne Davis? Is that the actor's name?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't know. I know him as Alvin Mack.
I don't know that it's him, dude.
Oh, it's him. I seen him. They showed him a couple times. Yeah, that was interesting.
It's Dwayne Davis. Yeah, he's right.
Latimer or Alvin Mack?
Alvin Mack.
Okay,
sorry.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Which one are you saying?
They're both. I knew Alvin Mack was in Unnecessary Roughness. I didn't know that Latimer was in there. He's in there too. You looking it up?
Bryniarski is Steve Latimer's name.
Okay.
Or actor's name.
Is he on Unnecessary Roughness? Is he on?
I don't see it. Talk to Lee. He's got like an IMDb password.
He is. He's in both. His name is Wyatt Boudreaux.
Wow. Bam.
There you go.
I had no idea.
I didn't either. That just hit me.
Talk
just
about getting
now.
Typecasted.
I was just gonna say, well, they can only play football movies.
That's it. Hey, you guys got any meatheads lying around? Yeah, how about Latimer? He's spitting some guy's mouth. Okay, that'll work.
No, they both do it.
That's the scene I had a real
problem.
Hey, Lee,
would you like to confirm what I found on the internet faster than you could?
No, I would not. I trust you, Brady.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were going to say you worked out with Latimer before. You know.
No, it usually comes along with the lead a lap confirmation. I mean, I'm kind of disappointed.
Well, Lee's a little disturbed over there. You know,
I'm leaning over Coop right now, so I'm just getting to the IMDb right now.
No,
why are you leaning over Coop?
Coop isn't underneath you. Coop is comfortably situated to your flank. You know, to your right. You know.
Liar!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're lying. But you know what? You've been lying.
Hey, also,
Kathy
Ireland. To go down the
kicker.
Right?
Yeah, she kicked. Yeah. Kicking the ball.
She sure did.
Yeah. Still looking good.
Is she on that bet list to go in the draft at number one?
You would get the same
odds.
Yeah. Mm.
All right.
Christy Swanson, too, by the way.
Latimer was in Any Given Sunday, too.
Yes.
So the Meathead label just carried all the way through.
He was the one that was running off all the stuff he needed when he was in the toilet. I need some psychobenzocrine. And
didn't he bring the monitor lizard into the shower as well, too, in Any Given
Sunday? Yeah, that was him. Yeah, that was him. I just didn't know he was in Unnecessary Roughness.
What a movie.
That's wild.
What a movie. Yeah. All right, so... So there we go.
And that wraps up our coverage of the NBA playoffs.
But we should get members of the movie The Program on the show.
We
about
should.
That? Line that up.
Where are they
interviews.
Now?
Is Joe Kane still lying around somewhere? What's he up to?
I know the head coach
Kane is able,
here.
Though. You know who's not able? Maybe Lee after last night. I'm not really sure.
Nah, Lee is not able after last night.
Oh. Yeah.
Trying to live vicariously through somebody here, and they basically give a box of farts. To open up the show and say, yeah, that's how it went. It's like, come on, man.
He said his great door prize was they had a great conversation over a television show.
You know I slow play. I'm a slow player.
Oh.
Right.
You're already in the friend zone, huh?
Already been friend zoned.
I'm in the honey zone.
Yep.
Oh.
What the hell that means.
Yeah, I don't either.
That's not a cool
one. I know what it means.
What does it mean? What does it mean, Mar?
Well, he's getting called honey.
Oh, no.
So he's in the, but I don't know that's not the friend zone or the
Lee. You
I'm
can't settle down after just getting out of a relationship.
I'm not trying to settle down.
Okay,
Lee, are you comfortable talking about this?
Not at all.
Oh, sorry.
He's getting cold.
Yeah. By the way, the body's not even cold yet, so I think we should.
Well, Lee's body is the body.
Lee's body. Whose body?
Yeah.
Council's involved. You know.
Gotta be careful.
Mm. Yeah.
It is two pros and a cup of Joe here.
I got no contracts in place.
What can we say that?
Do what you want to do.
That's her thing, man.
Yeah. Honey.
Yeah.
Sweetheart.
Damn it.
Sweetie.
I don't know why I tell you anything.
By the way.
God, you want confirmation.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern. 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up on Game, we're going to be sharing our real life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up on Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. By the way, we were talking a little while ago about the situation in Dallas. Dak Prescott, no contract after this year, trying to figure out CeeDee Lamb. Micah Parsons getting an extension. Jerry Jones is discussing all of it. Also, Mike McCarthy going into the final year of his deal. This came out a few minutes ago from Adam Schefter. Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy is headed into the last year of his contract. He has hired agent Don Yee to represent him. Yee represents Jim Harbaugh, Sean Payton, and Tom Brady, amongst others. So, at least Mike McCarthy's got his eye on the future potential contract extension.
And clearly wants to get paid. Believe he's going to get paid. I mean, you hire an agent that represents those type of guys, you're basically sending out the message, I'm going to get paid, whoever it is that's paying me. Which is going to have to be Dallas, because he's not going to be a head coach anywhere else.
You don't think so?
Hell no. Nope.
I mean, he has – won a lot of games in Dallas. Okay. It's not like he, you know, yeah, the playoff success maybe isn't there.
If he gets let go from Dallas, do you guys think he goes to another team? He gets picked up as a head coach?
He'd have still a career winning percentage, like the above 500, right?
Yeah, well above.
Yeah. He's got a Super Bowl. It's hard to think he wouldn't get another shot. I mean, Mike McCarthy's not that old. He's 60 years old. I don't know. I mean, I would think it kind of depends on how it ends, maybe.
Yeah, I think if it ends, it's ending because it didn't go well. And listen, well is all up for interpretation, I guess. But I just don't think he goes from here to somewhere else and gets a better situation. Now, he may go to a different level. Maybe he goes to college. Maybe that's why, you know, you get an agent. I don't know, but I don't see it happening in the NFL.
I don't think he goes to college.
I mean, I would be the only
– I don't think any head coach wants to go to college from the NFL.
You know,
I don't
it's
disagree.
It's not an option anymore?
It's like the other way. It's like a one-way street now, you know? They literally, like, they did some construction. They put up a sign. They're like, it's a one-way street, guys. Sorry. No one's going back the other way.
I mean, do you get an agent to negotiate as an offensive coordinator? Maybe that's what it is. I just don't see him. I don't see him going somewhere else from where he's at right now to being a head coach somewhere else.
I think you just get an agent because you don't want to have to deal with the negotiation.
If the negotiation were to take place with Dallas.
Maybe just in general, like, because he did the first one, right?
Did he? I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, he hired an agent.
Don Yee or Mike McCarthy?
No, Mike McCarthy.
Oh. Mike McCarthy.
Well, yeah, if he didn't have an agent, I mean, I would assume.
So you're saying the agent hired an agent, Jonas?
Well,
no,
I'm saying you're asking,
double agent?
Did Don Yee get the deal done the first time?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. But how the hell would I know?
Again, I don't know. I wish there was more transparency with coaching contracts and all that, too, by the way. Like, it's not to get off on a complete tangent, but we all do realize coaches' contracts, their salary, it doesn't count towards the salary cap. Shouldn't it kind of? Like, shouldn't it matter a little bit? Like, I think for the sake of head coaches, too, very similar to players, like, maybe you wouldn't run through as many coaches as fast. Because the implications to the salary cap and what that would do potentially your team when you're paying one coach, right, a bunch of dead cap money that's not there anymore, and you've got to hire a whole new staff. I don't know.
It's
spitballing here, boys. Sorry about that.
It's going to be fun to see.
We've got an entire summer to do this stuff.
And, you know, the Belichick kind of out there looming. Potential get back.
He's just creeping in the high grass.
Yeah,
you know?
Just if you're
like a lion ready to pounce.
If you're Sirianni, Brian Daboll, and Mike McCarthy, and you've got that hanging over your shoulder, it's like, dude, come on. Because those are the three teams that Belichick reportedly would have the most interest in. The Giants, obviously, because he started his career there, so to speak. And then you've got the Eagles and the Cowboys would be of interest as well, too. So all those guys, kind of interesting years coming up, and Belichick out there looming. But this is going to probably get under the skin of one Brady Quinn here, because we were talking about the rumors and sort of the bad-mouthing of prospects in the NFL draft. And although this may get under the skin of Brady Quinn, this might change the way LeVar feels about one prospect heading into the draft, because former NFL scout David Fleming was on Pablo Torre's podcast, and he was asked about what he's heard in talking with people about Caleb Williams heading into the draft. Let's take a listen.
What did the scout tell you that you can report?
I hated it. Hated it. He would scare the shit out of me if I was working for a team. Raw emotion is great, but Caleb's thing? That was ridiculous to me. That threw up major red flags. You just lost a game in the middle of your season, and it was like your third loss in the Pac-12, and you went hugging on mommy and crying in mommy's arms, and it just seems really freaking weak and nuts. And I will tell you, he scares the out of a lot of NFL teams too. The book on him is he's just kind of a weird kid. One GM told me it's like if Prince played quarterback. Look, I don't know him from Adam. I do not know him, but to me, that looked weak as really fragile.
Since when did being Prince?
I was just going to say, LeVar. I mean,
when's that a bad thing?
Come on, man.
I love Prince.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I looked at him. I'll kind of love him in that way. No. But seriously, I just – how do you equate – and listen, I had a strong take purple on him crying and his mom. Yeah.
Purple rain.
Yeah, and when doves cry, you know, and yeah. I die for you. I had a strong take on him crying in his mom's arms. I did. And just the idea of thinking that you should paint a picture as if Prince isn't the baddest mamma jamma that has ever done it, at least one of them, is really unfair. It's really unfair to make that comparison as if it was a derogatory term. There is only one Prince that has ever existed, and there will only be one Prince that ever existed. So you're basically saying that to compare Caleb Williams to the brilliance of one Prince is to say that you're calling Caleb Williams one of one, and there will only be one Caleb Williams.
And by the way, last time the Bears were in a Super Bowl, guess who was the halftime performer?
Prince.
Damn right.
In the rain. In the purple rain.
Yep, in the damn purple rain.
I'm just saying. You can't. I'm trying to concentrate through the music.
How do we know? I mean, maybe Caleb's just too demanding. You know, maybe he's just like his father, too bold. Or maybe he just loves his mother, which we know.
Yeah.
She's never satisfied.
She is never satisfied.
I mean, why do we scream at each other about this?
Well, why do you do it when the doves cry?
This is what it sounds like when doves cry. This is what it sounds like when coaches cry.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I hate about all the criticism that the player gets, especially as far as who he is.
Well done.
Like, if you had the chance to take him, you'd take him too. So go ahead, badmouth him. Badmouth him when he's going to get in the league and he's going to start beating you. And you're going to have to deal with trying to cover down when he breaks the pocket, escapes, and runs or throws a dime downfield. Deal with that. Like, I truly hate this stuff because we start looking at, like, the uniqueness of who the person is and how they operate, and we start cutting into that instead of just focusing on, like, what is he as a player, man? I mean, every player is going to come from a different background, have a different perspective on life and how they're going to operate. Like, so what if he's unique? What does that mean? All I know is I turn on the tape, and I've said this about every one of the quarterbacks in this class, and this is why I feel like Caleb separated himself from a guy like Jaden Daniels. He played on a team that was nowhere close to the talent of a lot of the teams that he went up against, in particular this past season. Bad O-line, bad defense, outside of some skill at wide receiver. That was about it. And there was never a player that I thought, if he has the ball at the end of the game in his hands, they have a shot at winning. And it's purely because of him. So it's not a knock on any of the quarterbacks for that reason. But the truth is like he is the only guy that I thought has that power where, you know, the other guys we say that about? Patrick Mahomes, you know, an Aaron Rodgers type. Like, there's other quarterbacks in the league. You see them with the ball at the end of the game. Tom Brady, it was like that. And I'm just saying from the college level, from watching him, it didn't matter how he played in the first three quarters. If he had the ball with a chance to win at the end of the game, I was like, oh no. This dude is going to find a way. He's going to make a play. Now, it didn't always work out, but like he has that sort of ability to him. So I hate the fact that we get all this anonymous crap and guys want to speak up. I don't care if they didn't feel like he was tough. Like I didn't have an issue with him doing it only because, like, I'd followed the young man enough to know that he was carrying the weight of that team. Like, as much as we wanted to make a big deal about Lincoln Riley going to Southern Cal and what he's – you don't even know how good – I mean, as much as we want to make a big deal about that, it was really about Caleb Williams. When he went to Southern Cal, he gave them a chance to win a Pac-12 title. He gave them a chance to go to the national championship. I mean, we'll see what life is like now that you're not going to have his services. And we'll see what this team looks like as they transition to Big Ten. But he's kind of that difference maker to me. And that's why I'm like, I don't really care if he got overly emotional about it. Like, all that shows me is the dude actually cares. Like, I would feel a little bit more upset if he was indifferent. If he walked off, was like, so be it, I'll be the number one pick, who cares? Like, that to me showcased more of a dude who was pouring his heart out there. And yeah, it was a moment that was caught on TV with his mom. Like, so be it. But at least he cares, dude. He's not, you know, sitting out just being, oh, it's indifferent. I could sit out the rest of the season. My team stinks. He didn't do that. He kept trying to battle, kept trying to play. And by the way, this is coming from a Notre Dame alum. Trust me, if I wanted to take a shot at a player from any university or institution, it'd be Southern Cal.
Jeez.
I'm just saying. That's how deep those bloodlines go. And I'm not, because I feel like all this crap is so unfair to how these guys in particular, he's been being treated with all this.
I would
all
love.
I'll say is Prince beat Charlie Murphy and his crew in basketball.
He did. And Computer
that's,
blue.
That's all I'm going to say.
Really?
And then he made him pancakes after.
Then he made him pancakes after.
By the way, my brother.
There's a photo, too.
He said it was
a true
story.
Did you see the photo?
They said he was a
baller. Prince was standing up over Charlie Murphy.
Said he was a baller.
He dunked on his ass.
Yeah. They said Prince.
You didn't see the photo?
No.
You got to look it up, man. There's a photo of it.
Yeah. Said it was a true story.
My brother texted me, said Prince is the Beethoven of our time.
Dope.
I mean, so
I agree.
Let me tell you something. Getting compared to Prince, not the worst thing in the world. Had he said, like, hey, you know, he reminds me of the Night Stalker, I'd be like, okay, now we got a problem. Maybe he's undraftable. But you get compared to Prince, and the last time your team was in a Super Bowl, Prince was playing the halftime show in the rain. That shoe fits.
Just super quick, though. Like Q said, just because you may have fingernail polish or a pink, you know, cell phone or whatever it may be, it doesn't mean that you can't ball.
Like, by the way, did he disprove that?
It doesn't mean you can't ball. No, it was he had a pink phone. He didn't have fingernail polish on that day. He didn't have lipstick on or anything.
Because doesn't his mom work at a salon?
And it's like his little hand.
Yeah, there's a story to it.
Yeah,
his little
he's
like
paying homage to her.
Yeah,
there was regardless, even if like who's to say that's soft. Like what he did was soft. That was soft.
I know some other dudes who do their fingernails and all that. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
Like Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Get their fingernails. I mean, they get clear paint and all that stuff.
Yeah, they get like paint. The fake stuff on top. That always like I'm like, oh, okay. Because like they look nicer, but they also look fake.
Yeah.
You know?
I've never been into it, but I don't judge.
Well, let's try it.
We'll just try what?
Have to commemorate on Friday morning, Caleb Williams going number one overall. Let's all get our nails
manis and petties.
Yeah, why not?
I don't really do that. I mean,
yeah, it's not my thing.
I gotta be honest with you. My foot between the surgeries and how jacked up they are from injuries, I am embarrassed. I'll be fully honest. Like I am embarrassed to wear sandals in public because my feet are so ugly.
Dang.
Yeah, I got a bunion you could hang clothes off of on my left foot. I'll show you.
I got a buddy who like and will. Like he will point it out every time I'm like I am in sandals or something just for hanging out with the family.
Dang.
Who? The wagon?
Fasano. No.
Oh.
No. The big bowl of meatballs. Hmm. I told you when we were in college we had this guy who used to draw like
the one
caricatures.
That was FaceTiming you from the restroom at the graduate?
No.
What?
No, that was
the hell?
I think that was Pat.
He wasn't really FaceTiming you, but he was definitely giving you content. What up, Pat?
He was dealing with some issues.
he had a rough night the night before with some vino. So,
oh, what a classy guy. all right, well, hey, listen, Caleb, you're going to be fine. Don't listen to those haters.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield
windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Right now, we turn it over to the old P, Petros Papadakis, the co-host of the Petros and Money Show, which you can hear on The Blowtorch, AM 570 LA Sports, a Fox college football analyst who's just jacked up to the gills thinking about the NFL draft tomorrow night. Oh, P, what's happening?
Oh, yeah. Hi, P.
Fired up.
Good morning, everybody. I get the day off, so I am fired up.
Nice. Nice.
Hey, right? P, we were talking with Pete Prisco yesterday, and he does this thing where he says
Pete Pitches?
Pete Prisco from CBS.
Did you call him Peaches? You're not supposed to call a grown man Peaches.
No.
Oh, you know Peaches, the rapper? The ex-prostitute rapper?
No.
Oh, you never heard of Peaches?
No.
The Teaches of Peaches?
No.
Oh, let me look that
up. You never
up.
Heard the song F the Pain Away?
Whoa.
No. Wow.
No. Oh, you know what I heard yesterday? I heard a Steven Seagal reggae song.
That's pretty old, but it recirculated for some reason.
What was
yesterday.
That? The Screwface song?
No, actually, Steven Seagal, he had an interest in reggae music for a while, and he did that movie, Marked for Death.
Marked for Death, yeah.
And I can quote the entire movie. Mm. Marked for Death is actually rooted in some truth. It was a Jamaican gang called the Shower Posse that basically started the crack epidemic in the United States
really?
Of America. For a lot of reasons. Hmm. The guy's name was Lester Coke, but his nickname was Jim Brown, and he was the bodyguard for Michael Manley, who was the Prime Minister of Jamaica, so he had international immunity. And he basically ran crack cocaine through the United States for a long time. So that basically.
I thought the dudes were twins and their names were Screwface on Mark.
Yeah, well, Screwface have two eyes.
Screwface.
Two heads and four eyes and dot is. Yeah. May not care himself the drugs.
That is the
that
magic.
That is part of doing business.
Yeah.
Screwface, yeah, the twin dreadlock Rastafarian mystic.
Rasta.
That is not, that is, or I believe he wasn't even Rasta. He was like into Santeria or something in the movie. That was not really representative of who the drug dealer was. But the movie itself had some reality roots because of the 90s Jamaican crack cocaine thing, which is detailed very well in a book called A Brief History of Seven Killings.
Hmm. Dang.
Yes.
That's interesting.
That's a real thing. So Steven Seagal was interested in reggae, and he actually wrote a very good reggae song. He did not sing it. He wrote a good reggae song with Jimmy Cliff, who's a legendary artist.
Yeah.
I believe the song that I was listening to was called Strut.
Yeah, that's a Steven Seagal dance hall song. Yeah. But the song he wrote, John Crow, Ya Guan Yam Ya Sapa Soon Boy.
Ya Guan.
Yeah, that. John Crow, Ya Guan Yam Ya Sapa Soon Boy. John Crow, you're going to leave the children astray. Oh, yeah. That's from Marked for Death, and it's actually pretty good.
Hmm.
Now, there's an old Bob Marley song, really old, from the 70s called Screwface Knows Who Feels Frightened. Because he does.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I say I'm on Fiesta Screw.
Yeah. That's really good, Petros.
Well, so anyway, that's that.
Marked for Death, 1990 is when it came out. Hour 33 minutes. You know, like there is something to just a 90-minute get through it. 90
Somebody
minutes
dead.
And you're done.
Somebody
Hold
I'll
on.
Go dead tonight.
Lee, can you tell Petros what you just told us in the group chat?
My insurance agent's name is Steven Seagal, and so I've been passing along that exact thing that you and I, Brady, have been passing along, the Strut music video with me and my fellow neighbors, condominiums.
So random. That's just Lee's life, dude. Better yet, I bet Steven Seagal sells insurance. I bet it actually is Steven Seagal
in Moscow. Now. Doesn't he have a guest with him in Strut?
Yes.
Is it
Lady
Beanie
Saw?
Man?
Lady
oh, he's got
Saw.
Lady Saw. All right. Wow. See, now here's the deal.
It's a big
Lady
name.
Saw is one of the most important female dance hall, is probably the most. She it's changed her name and has become a preacher now. But back then she was really into slackness, or what would be called, you know, lewd and bawdy lyrics.
Mm.
But Lady Wine. Saw... there's two people you would probably get, right? If you needed to do a dancehall song and you wanted some immediate legitimacy. And obviously Steven Seagal did not achieve this, even with Lady Saw on the song. But Gwen Stefani used Lady Saw on a song. Remember that? Underneath it all, yeah, me real prince charming like to eat from the fire.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that was her.
Yeah, right,
and
Jones.
Then,
it's...
you remember?
Yeah.
Underneath it all.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Okay, all right.
And then the other one was the other guy
Patra?
You always...
The other guy?
Patra, pull up to me, bumpa.
Yeah.
No, but the guy you would get, because I remember Eddie Murphy did a reggae song not long ago.
Levy.
And maybe 6-7 years ago, Eddie Murphy did a reggae song, and he tagged the Beanie Man.
The Beanie Man.
Yeah, the Beanie. Sim Sima! Which is a different guy.
Bima.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, there's some reggae dancehall talk if you guys want to.
Nice.
The fact that Steven Seagal and Eddie Murphy think they can dabble in those waters, a little bit disrespectful to me. Got to leave it to the professionals.
Well, they're trying to promote the music, and if you use a Jamaican on it and use Jamaican producers, I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
Why can't you do it, Petros? You do better than them. You're more creative. Let's bang one out.
Jeez. A dance hall song?
Yeah, something reggae, something original.
That, you know, I would have many years ago, but I think that boat has left the harbor. But that being said, Seagal used to come in my dad's restaurant a lot. Hmm. There's pictures of my dad and Seagal back in the day.
Was that before or after you guys hit OJ when he was on the run?
Yikes.
After.
Oh.
And, you know, we never hit OJ.
Yeah, I didn't hide him.
But you would.
No, we wanted to.
Do you want to hide Caleb Williams? I mean, they're comparing him to another singer. Not quite as tough as Steven Seagal, or maybe seemingly not
El
as
DeBarge?
Tough. Well, not quite El DeBarge, but all the way Prince. Compared to Prince. Do you see the comparisons and personality traits and how they do things? Like, is that a fair comparison?
Well, I hope he doesn't take pills.
Oh, geez.
What?
Dang.
It brought Prince down.
Dang.
If you like,
it brought Prince down.
Bang, bang.
Prince is one of the great artists of all time. And I'm not really like a huge pop music guy. And I never really, when I was younger, I didn't really understand it. But if you ever watch, there's a performance of My Guitar, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. I think it's a George Harrison memorial type of thing that they did at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And, I mean, it's just an all-star. You got Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne and all these guys. Really popular artists over the years. And it's just a beautiful collection of artists, and they're singing the song. And then Prince comes out. And he's there, but the light goes on him, and he does the guitar solo, and it's one of the most brilliant guitar solos of all time. I mean, it's crazy. His ability to play the guitar, I mean, he's one of the great guitar. He's like Jimi Hendrix. He really was. So I don't think Caleb Williams could pick up the guitar. I mean, I don't even think his improvisational skills as a quarterback can touch comparatively what Prince could do.
Jeez.
That being said, his mannerisms are feminine. Is that what we're talking about?
I don't know what the. I mean, it sounds as though the guy, the scout that was talking about him, basically said that that's what scares the hell out of a lot of scouts and teams. Is that?
Well, it was weird. I heard when he was meeting with Eberflus, the first thing he said was, "Touch, if you will, my stomach. See how it trembles inside." And that was a little, you know, you don't hear that a lot from a quarterback. I don't know. I mean, he's a spectacular player.
Would you take him number one overall?
I'd have to, right? Because otherwise you get fired.
But
we talked about this. Like, the consensus pick is the guy that everybody was going to pick number one. You're not going to be able to trade out of it because maybe people don't feel that perfect about it right now. Like, he's not who's the guy that looks like Prince Valiant down in Jacksonville?
Trevor Lawrence. Petros, I mean, you know, we've talked about this. You know what Lawrence looks like? He looks like the guy who jumped out of the painting in Ghostbusters 2.
Zool?
No, Vigor. Yeah, you watch that movie, he looks
here
like
he
that
comes
guy.
Vigo, the master of evil. That, remember the Bobby Brown song from Ghostbusters 2?
Yeah.
Troll. It's a great song. Well, I guess we're gonna have to take control. Oh,
gotta take control. Gotta take control.
By the way, for a sequel, Ghostbusters 2 wasn't too bad.
You know what? It really wasn't. It's underrated. I watched the new Ghost. I actually went to the theater with my family and took the kids to watch the new Ghostbusters movie.
I haven't seen it. How was that?
Well, I was surprised to see that there was like an implied lesbian teenage ghost relationship.
Oh, right.
Wow. Yeah.
Just got to get it in.
Hey.
That's kind of everywhere, though, nowadays, isn't it? Hey.
Well, you know, they had a few things for the old heads like us, like some Aykroyd and Bill Murray nostalgia. And then for the young people, they're like, here it is. An androgynous lesbian relationship.
Hey, you got to be. Hey, Petros, you got to have an aisle for everybody, you know?
Right? Where's Bobby Brown and Rick Moranis? I want to be a ghost with you. Why? What are you guys going to do?
Why?
Yeah,
there it is.
Yeah, nah. Oh, I guess they're gonna have to take control.
Get a Petros. Get a Petros.
There's a delay.
Yeah.
I had the casingle.
Do you really
remember those days?
The casingle. Dang.
Yeah, I wasn't buying the whole, it wasn't like New Jack City. I wasn't buying the whole soundtrack.
That was like the dopest thing.
New Jack City,
back
the whole soundtrack was great.
You could get the single.
You could get the single.
You didn't have to wait around through all the crap.
It was like $4.99 or something like that.
Kind of a ripoff, you
the
think
whole,
about it.
The whole cassette was like, what, $19 or something?
Think about the New Jack City soundtrack, though.
Oh, come on, man.
You had I Want to Sex You Up.
Yeah,
like,
Color Me
Bad. You had My D Is in the Dust, my Two Live Crew.
Yeah.
What's the D stand for?
Because my back is to the wall, and my D is in the dust.
Dang, you are on one today.
Was Keith Sweat on that album too?
Ice-T was on there.
Keith Sweat sang at the wedding in New Jack City.
Yeah, he did.
Like the goat that he is.
Yeah, he did. New Jack Hustler, though. Come on.
Nobody knows what it was like, LeVar, living in L.A. back in the day and putting on K-Day and listening to Keith Sweat sing.
Including me.
I'll give all my loving to you.
I mean, it's a great song.
Who can love you like me? Nobody.
Yeah.
You know, the Keith Sweat later track, Twisted, was strong as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know.
You are my everything.
You got me twisting.
You got me twisting over you.
And let's not forget God. Remember, I want to get with you.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
That was the New Jack Swing. Didn't God created the New Jack Swing?
Now everything sucks.
So true, though.
I take my kid to see Ghostbusters. It's like, wait a minute.
Dang. Wait a minute. What?
Why she want to be a ghost with this other ghost?
That's a tad bit perplexing.
I don't think we talked about anything sports related.
We talked about Caleb.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm trying to tell you that if it's a consensus number one pick and you pick him, it doesn't get you fired. If you don't pick him, it gets you fired.
Yeah.
Even if he sucks, if you pick him, everybody else was going to pick him. Everybody else shrugs their shoulders and say, well, you were stuck with the number one pick.
Besides the anonymous source who is like, oh, he's, you know, wasn't manly enough. Yo, ba-doon. He's got the dip in and everything, you know? God.
Well, listen, P, we appreciate it. It was fun talking about movies from the early 90s.
Watch that Prince
crack.
Guitar solo. Look, here's your assignment. What's this?
Oh.
Strut. Steven Seagal.
So there's Lady Saw.
Yeah. Raw.
It sounds like that's a unique beat.
This is horrible.
Is that Steven Seagal?
Yes.
Is it really?
Me want to put on the sea.
I expected worse.
It sounds horrible.
I mean, he sounds like Sting.
Yeah, he tried. Like a cheaper version.
Sting's playing Beach Life.
That's right. May 5th.
Yeah,
that was.
I mean,
beautiful.
It's just mostly
that's
Lady
horrible.
Saw doing her thing.
Yeah, and she carries the song.
Let me see you put on it.
Oh no!
Speaking of which, at the old P is where you can find him on Twitter. Petros Papadakis, the co-host of the Petros
P means now
on the Blowtorch AM570.
You know what you
LA
guys
Sports.
Should listen to on, during the BQ news?
Yeah,
and it's all yours. 5:55 you guys should listen to Peeny Peeny by Shabba Ranks.
Oh, Shabba!
Yeah, there's. Guys, if you guys want to listen to dance hall, I can help you out.
Don't tempt me with a lover, man.
You don't have to turn to Steven Seagal.
Mr. Loverman.
Petros, we appreciate it. We'll do it again next week.
Shaba.
There he is.
If
Petros
a lover looking for your buck up on the right, man.
Every time.
For your buck up on the right, man.
I'll say this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff,
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.